broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump spoke with restaurant executives this morning to encourage closures and more delivery and pickup options to help stop the spread of coronavirus. The Senate today is expected to vote on an economic relief bill passed by the House.
The Trump administration says hundreds of billions of dollars more is still needed. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is meeting with Republican senators on the Hill today to discuss an $850 billion economic stimulus package.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. If hospitals become overwhelmed in a particular area, coronavirus response coordinator for the White House, Deborah Birx, tells Fox.
There are multiple options in our reserve, including the VA hospitals, Department of Defense medical treatment facilities, and even hospital ships. There are a lot of things to consider, and all of those things are on the table right now.
Today's presidential primary in Ohio is postponed. Things are still on, though, in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. It is my pleasure, my honor. I'm happy to talk to him again. Coach Tommy Tuberville on the phone. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Morning, Joy. What's happening?
Oh, we're just trying to stay on top of things from local press conferences to the president speaking as we speak here. The market's now going up, hitting about 4.5%. That's a good sign up. How are you in the midst of, you know, you are a candidate for U.S. Senate, but the campaign had to be slowed down by all this news, I'd imagine.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, you don't want to put anybody in harm's way. The number one thing is safety for the people of this country and the state. And that's the same thing with the election. You know, they're going back and forth. Can't, obviously, it's typical, can't make decisions. But the problem is they, you know, if you you break the Constitution if anybody makes this decision of having an election other than our legislators, and they're on for recess. So it's a problem. You know, 21st century, and you think we'd be able to, you know, vote online or you know, absentee voting. But all that aside, you know, number one thing is keep people safe and listen to your local, state, and national leaders. And this thing's going to be pretty rough. People don't realize it. I've talked to some of my friends, and you know, think you know, this time next week it'll be back to normal. I don't think, you know, this, our country and our world has changed since last week to this point. Now, it could go back to normal in a month, 6 months, a year, 5 years, or 30 years. We don't know yet. And so the unknown is what we all just tend to, you know, it bothers us. And, you know, I've just been thinking, well, I got one friend now. If you listen to people listen to this, 62 mm-hmm. years old. He's a Marine in Florida, perfectly healthy. I mean, just a specimen. He's on life support. Oh. He might not make it. So if you think it's not real, folks, it is real. I talked to another friend of mine this morning. She got a 3-year-old daughter that has to get chemo every other day. And her husband has a job, and she's got the virus. And, I mean, she couldn't even talk on the phone hardly without coughing. Mm. She's got herself away from her family, and she said it's pretty rough. But she's had it for about a week. So it's out there. And it's not something everybody said, well, I'm not going to get it. The good likelihood is everybody's going to get some form or fashion of it. Right. I would imagine if it keeps working. So protect yourself and your family. Don't lean on the government. Take care of yourself. You know, we got two problems. We got a pandemic problem, and then we got an economy problem. And the economy can't go under. I mean, because the economy is what's going to help keep people physically, you know, eating and sleeping and healthy as possible as it possibly can. So now we got to lean on our government. God forbid, you know, just listening to some of them, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I want to touch on an angle. It's somewhat what we talked about last time you were here in studio. And again, folks, we're talking to Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. You know, a lot of, you know, whether it's football or whether it's politics, you know, I'm better with the politics. I remember my days in football. You know, it's about the X's and O's, the basic fundamentals. In politics, the basic policy, and you can be wonkish about it and know all the details. But a big part of both fields is also saying the right things, inspiring people, giving them hope in a tough situation when things are down and out. I mean, how important is it to you when you listen to the president or our governor or any of our political leaders, you looking to be a leader yourself in this country, about, you know, giving the right message to folks, the right sense of hope? How important is that to you?
Well, it's very important, because the president of the United States has got just hundreds of people that are supporting him, giving him the ideas of how we can get through this. I mean, it's not his plan per se. He puts it in the right frame of mind, but he's carrying the message from all our health people across the country, the CDC, everybody that's involved in this. And then he gets to the economic side, talking about, okay, how we gotta help our small business owners. You know, we gotta be able to get them money now. We gotta be able to get some kind of stimulus package where we get money in people's hands, because they're not working. If you're not working, you're not getting a paycheck. If you're not getting a paycheck, you can't pay your bills. You can't buy food. And so that's what our government's for. It's not for all this other mess that we deal with over the years, you know, where we just throw money away. Now's the time we need money. And look what we're broke. You know, FEMA, everybody looks at FEMA. It's an emergency, federal emergency group for this country. And we as taxpayers fund it. But right now they don't have any money, because we've had forest fires on the West Coast. We've had floods in the Midwest. We've had hurricanes down on the coast. And in Puerto Rico, we've had the tornadoes. We're running obviously short on funds. So that's the reason he's asking for $830 billion. And that would be great. But the problem is we're $23 trillion in debt. That's what these knuckleheads have got us into up north. And it's just now we're finding out about our country. People are going to find out about freedom, because we're not an authoritarian country. We we're not told what to do most of the time, but now we're going to have to listen and learn. And people are going to be not forced to do something, but asked to do something that they're not used to doing. So when you take away freedoms like this, you know, sometimes people go, well, I'm not doing that or this. Folks, you better listen. This is a serious situation that could be a week, a month, year, 2 years. We don't know, but we got to stop it.
Well, and I hope people, and again, I'm sorry to hear about your friend, the Marine 62. This is serious. You know, it's an invisible threat to so many. So to hear that, you know, I got a call yesterday off air, and she said I could, you know, she's 73, she's struggling with cancer, and it seems like she has it. And, you know, just it is affecting people in our community. It's slowly we're finding people we know. It's not just a news story. It's not just a statistic. And it never is. It is individual people. So, you know, I encourage folks, yeah, do the right things, the precautions. But also, you know, Coach, I found myself reading the Book of Job the other night. You know, just what a terrible things, what a suffering happened even to good people. Well, that's part of it. And so we need to rely on our faith, rely on each other, and take the steps necessary without no need for hysteria. Just do the right thing.
Yeah, fear is it's a tough thing, but we've got to be afraid of this. And if we're afraid of it, we will react to the things that make it hopefully put us in the right situation. But you're exactly right. Prayer is essential, because this is this could be as bad as we make it, and hopefully. You know, this is going to change a generation of how things have happened and happen in the future. So we just grab a hold on and make the best of it. But again, government can't answer all your problems. You have to answer some of them yourself. You have to take care of you and your family and your loved ones. And my son lives in a high rise in New York, and he called me this morning. I told him, why don't you just come home? There, he can work from home. He works for a big financial company. He says, "Dad, I've been affected with it. I don't have it yet, but people in my office had it, and I'm not going to bring it down there to y'all." And I just think that it's probably coming where, you know, for a few weeks, and everybody's just got to stay at home, stay out of airports, stay out of airplanes, don't transport it. We're to that point now, and the quicker we get it stopped, the quicker, you know, things will turn back to normal, if it ever does.
Well, Coach, I'm going to let you go now. Again, folks, Coach Tommy Tuberville, I appreciate your words of encouragement and words of wisdom. We'll get through this, folks, and the election can wait for now. The campaign can wait. We got to just stick together.
That's exactly. God bless you, and everybody do a lot of praying. We'll get through this.
God bless. Appreciate it, Coach.
Take care, Coach.
272-9228. Good hearing from him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just regular life in almost every way is being changed, and I'd imagine, I need to double-check the news, but I saw that the Secretary of State, John Merrill, said that he wanted to get an opinion from the Attorney General about postponing the March 31st runoff.
Yeah, and there's a couple things happening like that throughout the USA, if I remember.
Right, a few places are, you know, postponing their primaries for the presidential primaries,
pardon me.
But also there are Florida, I think it's still ongoing. So it's up to each locality. You know, folks, as I was talking to Coach Tommy Tuberville, I was looking at the president and the task force speaking, they're answering questions. I'll see if I can find this and scroll back a little bit, because as they were speaking, the stock market has popped up. It's now at 5.5% up 1,100 points or so. That is good news. We will see where that goes. 272-9228. Got some calls coming in here. Right. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Patty.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. I have allergies, and you can see the pollen all over everything.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I work in an office building, and my employer sent me home and told me that I had to go get tested for this coronavirus.
Because of your allergies?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I just got off the phone with Baptist Medical Center.
Yep.
They did a one-minute telephone screening and told me I didn't qualify for a test.
Yep.
Because I don't have a fever. I haven't been around anybody with a confirmed case. So I can't even get tested, and I cannot go back to work until I'm been tested or have a doctor's note.
Have you gotten back in touch with your boss since you made that call with Baptist?
Yeah. I did. I left her a voicemail. But I don't think they're going to change their mind.
I hate that for you. Is it a local or a big company, kind of a national company?
It's a pretty big company, but it is here local. I mean, they've got a big office building off of President's Drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, all morning, I'm looking out the big windows from the second floor, and I'm thinking, why are people trickling out of the building? Because we all have the same schedule, you know?
Hmm.
And so I'm just giving people a heads up. And I don't know what I'm going to do about this, but you cannot get a test if you do not have a fever and other symptoms.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Patty, because that is the fever is the key thing medical providers are looking for, because it is pollen season. You know, I stayed pretty isolated over the weekend, Patty, and I was freaking myself out. Because I felt stuffy. I'm like, oh, no, I've got it. But, you know, I take a shower and I feel fine. It's just pollen, you know, reacting to that. So I hate that that's going on with your work. I really hate that. And but I appreciate you bringing that up to everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, and your children, too. I had another lady tell me that her son has terrible allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not in school right now. But, you know, it's just... I don't have any idea what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to get clearance, you know?
This all just happened in the last hour or so?
Yeah.
Well, I'd suggest take a deep breath and think about it for a second and wish you the best, Patty.
I hate to say it, but I think within about probably 24 hours or so, it's going to happen to a lot more people. So what's happening to you now is going to be the norm, and I hope we'll have some further instructions. You know, that's the whole reason they're trying to do that stimulus package, too, just to keep everything going.
Well, you know, and the thing is, like, the state of Alabama just, you know, put all that money out. You know, why are tests not being provided to people whose businesses are going to be shut down, you know, or their employees that won't be able to work without it.
Yeah, but I think
that's going to be the major economic factor right there.
Yeah, but I think with the testing, the problem is just lack of availability of tests right now, test kits. I'm sure 2 weeks from now we'll have test kits going, you know, everywhere, but I just think right now.
Yeah, and you talk to them, so, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Patty, but they're essentially looking for folks who are very symptomatic, mm-hmm. especially with that fever.
Yeah, I think they're looking for people that have, they said, underlying health issues.
Right.
A fever, if you work in the health industry, or if you know anyone personally that has been diagnosed with it. Right. And my answer to them was, how do I know? I'm out in public. Right. I don't know if I've been near anybody that was diagnosed or not, you know? So, anyway, well, listen, thanks a lot, and I'm just going to go ahead and enjoy my day.
There you go. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right,
hey, Joey, I sent you a thing on Facebook a while ago that they're doing the COVID-19 testing at the Church of the Highlands up on 280, and there's a video there, and you can see how packed and just traffic is coming to a crawl.
I'm looking at it now. Is that the whole line there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was 44 minutes ago, so you can only imagine it's going to be more and more people.
Yeah, I can see that's quite packed.
Yeah.
Give me a second here. I'm going to pull up the Baptist Health folks and get the exact number and procedures they want you to follow. But let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, Patty's boss must be listening to people like Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville just said that we need to fear this virus, and that's the dumbest thing that I've heard in the past week. We don't need to fear this virus. That's stupid. That's what this boss of Patty's is doing, sending her, telling her she's got to get a coronavirus thing when she don't even need one. Tuberville said the stupidest thing that I have heard. I thought he was a good Republican. That sounded like a liberal Democrat saying crap like that. I hope.
It also sounded like the president.
Yeah,
and the vice president and the CDC. And I understand that you're not as fearful of this as, say, Tuberville or others. But also, you got to put yourself, it's frustrating for Patty's behalf, but you got to put yourself in the shoes of a boss that's running a major company. If they have an outbreak at their business, that's a big problem.
Well, when you have somebody like Tuberville, he's running a high office in this state. and he uses the word, we need to fear this virus. That is so totally off base. That's off base. We don't need to fear the virus. We need to respect it. We need to take precautions. But we cannot live our lives in fear. Fear makes people do stupid stuff. I hope that he misspoke, but that is totally off. And I hope I don't hear another person in office or that's running for office say something that's stupid. Because we don't need to fear it. We need to respect it. Use common sense. But I'm not going to fear it or anything else in this world. But if he's living his life in fear, he's got problems.
Appreciate the call, Don.
Thanks, Don.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Morning, folks.
Hey, Randall.
Don, fear don't mean you weak, man. Fear
doesn't mean panic, so. Right.
I mean, but if you would have heard Mo Brooks yesterday, I guess you would have flew to Washington because he laid it out there pretty thick and heavy. Probably a little different than a little more harder than Tuberville, but
oh yeah, Mo Brooks. He talked to Dan and me last week. I'm sure you heard. They've been putting the fear of God. If you're gonna fear anything, put the fear of God in them.
Yeah, he laid it down thick and heavy, and it makes people with babies that you know got to get home to run out and I've always heard have 3 months supply of everything. You know what I mean? And that means you're your own person. I mean, you don't have to depend on nobody, but, I mean, it's hard to do. I mean, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to keep. I went and bought a bunch of snacks, so now I ate them all in one night. I bought more than I needed for 2 weeks, and it's all gone.
Yeah, Randall, I saw a post that somebody said, I'm now ready to be hunkered down for 2+ months, and then it was like a 30 minutes later an update. Okay, I went back to the store to get a Twix.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Man, we are so blessed in this country that everything's at our fingertips, and we've never had to look over our backs in our generation. And don't get it wrong, before the Depression, I mean, we're going to bear the point to this and show exactly how they tipped the box to make it fall, to make this happen. And, I mean, the same way in the Depression. I mean, before the Depression, you had a whole black community, a whole white community. Everybody had their own stores. Man, it was thriving. And then what happened? It's all of a sudden, boom. And you know what I mean? We walk in the streets with signs, and the next thing you know, we hate each other. You know what I mean? And this is kind of the same thing. So we got to dial. I mean, Don, I feel your pain, brother. I do. You want to say dial it back, but then I got an 83-year-old grandmama. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
exactly, Randall.
It's hard. As coach, I got
an 83-year-old grandfather. As coach made clear, he's got folks in their early 60s who are perfectly healthy, didn't have underlying conditions, who are now in intensive care. Like, this can be bad. And the problem is that for some folks, it's not bad at all.
Right.
For some folks, it's really bad. That's what's unnerving people.
And then to think that it was even here before December, when all them people, you know, when they was calling the flu, and you know what I mean? And it really wasn't, because it didn't last. I mean, it lasted longer. I guess the medicine wasn't helping. Anyway, before you get off on that tangent, I just want to say, when you said Cold War, Joe, and I ain't trying. Oh, yeah, just a news review. If you got a baby and you got formula and you think you need something, look on the back of the box, dial that number, tell them people what's going on. Say you live out in the country and you can't get none and it's hard for you to get to town, they'll send you a whole box right now. I don't know how long that's going to last, but if you got a baby, look on the back of it and they'll send you a whole box, on a whole case. And it might take 2 weeks to get here, so go ahead and do it. But when you said Cold War, It makes me go back to the electronic magnetic launching systems and the recovery part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes you think that, you know, that this is what it's about. And when y'all throw turkey in there, and that's where the other two launching systems, the boxes that were supposed to be empty that was on a shipping container ship that was on J.P. Morgan, the dude on the undocked said these ain't empty, and they got caught in Turkey, but who knows where they are now, because ain't nobody checking no boxes marked aid for coronavirus. And them things are every which way. And we just put them on our own ships back in, like, 2015.
Right.
And in 2017, China, you know, had it, too, on their one of theirs. And they got three ships, aircraft carriers. One of them got the launching system on it. Two of them does not. Then we got two missing. And that's why Donald Trump is preaching. He is throwing this out. He is trying to tell us. When he's preaching about that, let's go back to steam power. That man, that's how he throws out. You know what I mean? He's nudging us. go look in this direction. Y'all go look this up. Mm-hmm. We need to be looking further ahead than 2 months. See, that's our problem. We always think about tomorrow ourselves. We get in that little groove, and we don't really think about the other folks and what they thinking and how they feeling.
We do need to be prepared. I hope this is a wake-up call to keep your wits about you. We need the type of fear that brings wisdom, not panic.
Exactly.
I understood fear to be that we do need to respect what's going on, and we need to look out for every situation and be a bit more prepared. Randall, we got to run.
Take care, Randall.
Thank you. We've got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More news and views when we come back.
Don't you know she could bring a good feeling? Ain't having such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
Whoa.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Luke Choir for details. acbylukechoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Coming back to news and views for just a second here. Folks, we'll go to the press conference going on with the president and the whole task force here in a moment. If you go to baptistfirst.org, that's Baptist Health's website, Baptist First, spelled out, baptistfirst.org, and you can find the coronavirus section there at the top of their page. They have what you can do to go to a coronavirus care clinic. I will speak to it here right now. If you're symptomatic, call 334-747-0150. Again, that's 747-0150. Call them to schedule a phone consultation. Lines are open 24/7. If you make an appointment, end up making an appointment, and they think you should come by, you'll drive to your scheduled appointment, park in a designated testing space, and wait inside your car where the screening will be administered. Follow the directives of your health provider and show that you care by sharing facts as a responsible stakeholder in your community. That is directly from the Baptist website. Clean your hands. Avoid close contact with large groups of people. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. Things that we've been saying now for several days. But again, 747-0150 if you're feeling symptomatic. If you need a phone consultation, they might ask you if you meet the standards, especially if you have a fever, to come on in and get tested. And they'll do it while you stay in your vehicle. More news and views when we come back. Go to this press conference happening live and much more.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Again, folks, not only can you get 40% off on all videotape to digital format, that's 40% off for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with website design, editing video packages or photo collages together, training video production, production from the ground up on training videos, TV commercials, maybe even dance videos if you want to be silly about it. They can also, if you have a new vehicle without a CD player, but you've got CDs on top of CDs, they can take all your CDs, put them onto a thumb drive, and then format it to work with your brand new car stereo. They do it all over at Dan Black Studios. Video services, some audio services, preserving your analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And if you want that 40% off on video transfers to digital format, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. So let's go to this press conference here. This is a few minutes behind live. Listen in.
We're in testing, but we don't have the data yet. This is a critical comparator. Can you do it yourself? Can you actually sample yourself? These are the kinds of things we're working on right now, and he's getting the data for us.
And the states are actually doing a lot of it. The governors and the states are doing a lot of it, with even our tests. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Can you give us a sense of how long these tough new restrictions will need to be in place until we start to see the rate of this virus going down? And also, can you speak to this study that as many as 2.2 million people in the United States could die if there weren't this type of action by the government taken? To what extent did that prompt what we saw yesterday?
I think, you know, models are models, and they're based on input, and they're based on infectiousness without any controls. I can tell you we've never seen that level of infections that modeled up to that 2.2 million in mortality. So we are looking at that. We are having a particularly model meeting tomorrow. I think that's really going to be important. I've dealt with a lot of modelers in my time. They're wonderful people. But they all have their favorite inputs, and they all have their favorite integration functions. So we're evaluating all of those so we can integrate and create the best model for the United States based on the best data. And that first set of recommendations you saw were based on what we could do today to prevent anything that looks like that. If I could just say one other thing to the hospitals and dentists out there. Things that don't need to be done over the next 2 weeks, don't get it done. If you're a person with an elective surgery, you don't want to go into a hospital right now. There's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of people doing a lot of other things to save people's lives. So let's all be responsible and cancel things that we can cancel to really free up hospital beds and space. And then let's do everything that we can to ensure that we don't need the ventilators because we protected the people who would have needed to use them.
And are you looking at the possibility of more actions like, for example, limiting travel within the United States? Are you looking
It's possible. We'll see how it goes. I think a lot of there's been great cooperation with local governments, states. We'll see how it goes. It's going right now pretty well. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Can I follow on that, Mr. President,
please.
Very quickly? Do you need to invoke the Defense Production Act to get more of those medical supplies to different hospitals?
Well, we're able to do that if we have to. Right now, we haven't had to, but it's certainly ready. If I want it, we can do it very quickly. We've studied it very closely over 2 weeks ago, actually. We'll make that decision pretty quickly if we need it. We hope we don't need it. It's a big step.
Need more help from the federal government when it comes to those supplies.
You know, when you say the states, in particular, three states need some help. And some states, you know, have two people, three people, no people. In the case of, again, West Virginia. So we're looking at it very closely. We've taken it apart 15 different ways. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's a very big step. And if we need that step, we'll take it. Okay?
Quick follow on, Kristen, first question. A lot of people have got travel to places that aren't considered hotspots, yeah. Caribbean, Mexico, that sort of thing, over the next few weeks. Would you recommend that they follow through with those plans?
I would just say enjoy your home. Stay. I would just say right now. We have to get this problem fixed, and then we'll get back into business really quick. We'll open up our country. We'll open up our society. The world will hopefully open up. We see areas of the world that haven't done well, and we see areas that are doing very well. And I would put us in the category of doing very well for a country so big. I think that I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room. John. Yeah, go ahead, please.
What do you say to people who are not heeding these guidelines from the White House? And then also I have a question on asymptomatic people.
Yeah, sure.
Dr. Birx.
I'm not happy with those people if they're not. But, you know, those people are being shouted down by other people. They know it. They're being, it's almost like self-policing. The people went in. There are a couple of instances, I guess, probably more than a couple, where people are not happy when they see others doing what they're not supposed to be doing. We have to get rid of this. We have to win this war, and ideally quickly, because the longer it takes, it's not a good situation. And I'm not even talking about the economy. I'm talking about the lives of a lot of people. Yeah, please. Did you have one?
Will the White House put any restrictions on corporate bonuses for companies that do get bailed out, like airlines?
I think I'm going to ask Mike to answer that question.
I think it's all a work in progress. What President Trump has made clear to industries around the country is that we're going to do whatever it takes. We understand this is an extraordinary moment in the life of our nation. It's the reason why the president brought in leaders of the financial sector, airline industry. He'll meet with all additional industry leaders today in tourism and hospitality. But he has tasked the Secretary of the Treasury to work with members of Congress in both parties to make sure that we construct the kind of economic support that will allow those industries to weather the period of the coronavirus and then to come back stronger than ever before.
Question for Dr.
We've had such incredible I don't know. It's almost the word spirit is the best word. It's like a spirit. The banks have come in, and the banks are doing things that they would have never done. They're working on extensions and lots of things that they wouldn't have done. Copays with regard to the insurance companies. I mean, for them to be doing what they're doing, you know all about the copays. They would have never done that, and they did it. They were in my office. They, I would say, the 11 biggest in this country, I guess probably the 11 biggest in the world, the big ones, all the big ones, and they did things on copay that nobody would be doing, that they wouldn't have done in a million years, but they're doing it. There's a great spirit going on right now in the country. So you want to, yes, please.
Dr. Fauci, you've said you like being accused of overreacting because that is an indication we may be doing things necessary to beat this, bend the curve. Right. How long do you think it will take for you to be confident that, yes, we're bending the curve, or no, we're not?
You know, I can't give you a firm number on that because the dynamics of outbreaks, in some respects, are predictable historically. They do this and that. We don't know because this is really unprecedented. I mean, of all the outbreaks that I've been involved with over the last at least 36 years and then going historically back, we've never had a situation where the mobilization of all the different components, travel restrictions, internal containment, mitigation, financial assistance, public health assistance, testing. So we don't really know. But the one thing I do know that if you look at models with all of their vicissitudes of models, is that when you have input into the kinds of mitigations and things that we're doing, we're going to see a hump instead of a peak. I would be really surprised if all the things that we're doing, and this is really a comprehensive approach. I was struck as I was listening to everyone make their presentations that, you know, I'm a scientist, I'm a health person, and I'm a physician who sees patients. So I look at it from one particular standpoint. But what I'm being impressed by is that this is really a comprehensive thing that has multiple components to it. All of them got to succeed if we're going to get to that end point that I've described multiple times from this podium. So I hope that if everyone does their job, we're going to be able to give you a number and say, you know, we've seen that inflection and we're coming down. I would hesitate to do it now, to be honest with you, because it might be misleading, and I don't want to be misleading. I just want to say one other thing, because I heard Dr. Birx say it, and I think we need to say it over and over again. When I was young, a long time ago, I felt that I was invulnerable, the way I think many of us feel we're invulnerable. And when we're asking the young people to help us with this mitigation strategy by staying out of the bars, staying out of the restaurants, really trying to distance yourself, don't get the attitude, well, I'm young, I'm invulnerable. You are, well, in some respects, you're certainly less vulnerable than I am. However, what you might inadvertently do, and I know you don't want to do that, you don't want to put your loved ones at risk, particularly the ones who are elderly and the ones who have compromised conditions. We can't do this without the young people cooperating. Please cooperate with us. Thank you.
I'm going to have to pause it there. Pretty good message here. Mm-hmm. You can see, I think what's unnerving people the most is what Dr. Fauci just admitted to. There's a lot we don't know still. So we will see what the effect of this massive mobilization on multiple fronts will do to, you know, have a hump instead of a peak.
Yeah.
We'll see. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. Just watching the president is continuing the press conference with the whole task force there at the White House. It's one of those situations where, you know, you talk to folks and some folks know more than others or handling it better than others. But sure. Generally, folks, you got to look out for yourself. A lot of people who are talented and skilled take care of this. Unfortunately, for the time being, if you just have the sniffles or you're asymptomatic, there's not really going to be a test for you. But you can, again, it's baptistfirst.org. That is the website for Baptist Health. And if you are feeling symptomatic, especially if you have a fever, even short of that, though, call 334-747-0150, 334-747-0150. Schedule a phone consultation, and after talking to them, they might suggest to come on in for an in-your-car, in-vehicle screening. Yep. Follow their instructions, though. Follow their instructions. Let's see what is going on live. This is live at this press conference here happening now in the White House.
And then one day, we hear about this rumor in China, and then we find out it's much more than a rumor. And then all of a sudden, we make a great decision to close it up early. It would be a whole different world. It would be a whole different world, but we make a decision to close it up to China, and all of a sudden, tourism, and then we close it up to Europe, which, you know, people never heard of this before. I'm not sure that that's ever been done. I know that when I made the decision to close it to China, people told me that's never been done before, but it was a great decision. We make good decisions. So I'll tell you my best decision. The people behind me are total pros. All over the world, they're respected. Dr. Birx, Anthony, who's become a, where's Anthony? He's become a major television star for all the right reasons. No, he's just so professional, so good. The people that we have working here have been incredible, and they're totally respected. The admiral has been incredible, having to do with the testing, incredible, and he's viewing this as testing also for the future. We're building a platform. When we took over this platform, first thing the admiral said was, this was not designed for what we're talking about, millions of people. It wasn't, and it's nobody's fault. It's not like, who could have ever predicted a thing like this? But we broke it down, and it's really going to be incredible system, and it is now a great system.
I'm going to pause it there. We got Richard on the phone. Hey, Richard, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, I just jumped back on the radio.
Yes, sir.
I'm working in one of the hospitals, and I was just, did y'all talk about Governor Cuomo's speech, his news conference earlier?
Not in detail. No. What in mind are you? What do you have in mind?
Of all the people to say that we need to drop the partisan politics.
Yeah.
And then he starts saying that the Trump, he knows teams that got it together and teams that don't. And he says the Trump team has got it together. I almost fell out of my car when I heard that.
Wow.
Yeah, he gave credit where it was due.
Yeah.
He actually called his own party out. You know, he didn't directly, but you could tell he was like, it's time to stop. It's time to put partisan politics aside. It's time to remember when we put our heads on the pillow at night and wake up in the morning, we're not a party, we're American. And
there you go.
I almost fell over. I thought Armageddon had begun and the end of time had started. But I just wanted to know if y'all had heard anything.
I saw something about that in passing, and yeah, there are, I think, just across the aisle, there are a lot of people waking up to the seriousness of this, at least for the short term, and what I've been saying all show is just, I hope the political leaders don't say anything to make it worse. Let's just give good information out and encourage folks, and yes, tell them we need to follow these protocols for the time being. I am a little worried myself about everything closing down. It is amazing to see the emergency powers of government take over in certain ways. As a libertarian, that unnerves the hell out of me, but I understand the seriousness of the situation, and we'll see where we are within a few days, not a week.
But with that being a key Democrat,
yeah,
and hearing him say that,
yeah,
hopefully it trickles to i.e. Pelosi, Schumer, and all of them, and we get over this for right now.
Hopefully it does bring us together. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
The Trump lovers, which I am, let's get over it. Let's get stuff done like it needs to be done. We are Americans. Let's get through this together and then show the whole world how it is to be done.
Amen.
Appreciate it, Richard. Great call.
Hey, yeah, I'm good.
You too, buddy.
This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group, your boss.
Yeah, my boss.
Your guy. He was in here last week. Bo Goodson with the Goodson Group. He has a unique understanding of the real estate market here in the River Region because he's been here for over four decades.
Yep.
Been working in it. And that means not only can the Goodson Group, with great folks like Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, help you buy or sell your property or have your property managed. Mm-hmm. Say you have an investment property and you don't want to do landlord duties or even have to find tenants.
Right.
The Goodson Group can do that for you.
We do all that for you. We do all that.
Bo Goodson's experience really comes to bear, Eddie, when it comes to the real estate school, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
There's not a better teacher out there, in my opinion.
Right. You took the class.
I took the class.
Of course, things are a little up in the air these days, folks. Yep. But when tomorrow will be here, the future will continue to grow. And if you're interested in being a more knowledgeable player in the market or getting your real estate license, check out the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. The Goodson Group online is at thegoodsongroup.com. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward, thegoodsongroup.com.
We've got all kinds of listings on there. We've got some great listings. We've got a new listing out in Sturbridge where we dropped the price $20,000 on Hammond Drive. So, yeah, we've got some great listings on there. This is the time of year you want to call and get your house on the market. Believe it or not, with this virus that's going around, hasn't slowed me down or not at all. It's actually, we're as busy as we ever been.
So call 551-0225.
That's right. Tell Bo I said hello.
Check out thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group, for being a great sponsor here of the program. Folks online, we're out of time. Dan Morris is next.
Oh, wow. Look at the time, Joey.
Yeah, what a crazy show. You know, yeah. I come in here, you know, feeling just great, and I personally feel fine. But after another 3 hours of this, seeing the news and the breaking coverage and just how leaders are reacting and stuff, we all have to admit this is a little unnerving for all sorts of reasons.
Sure.
Whether the virus itself or the actions being taken to stop it, it's all a bit unnerving. It's not what anybody wants. But as long as we take the steps to make a bad situation better, not worse, I think we'll all be the better for it.
You bet we will.
Eddie, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, my pleasure, Joey.
Thank you all for listening. News and Views will return. I'll be back bright and early, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Dan Morris is next.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This hour of news and